But interesting is not the ultimate. It's only the ultimate to the human mind. You can go out here and look at a tree or flower or the sunset, and could you say, this sunset is interesting? Only if you were trying to write a PhD about sunsets. If you had to analyze it, or the oak tree. The oak tree becomes interesting the moment you start to analyze it mentally. And there is a place for that also in this dimension. But if you get caught up on that dimension only, where you break things up into little bits and pieces and analyze them, and by the way, most kinds of analysis, you have to kill the thing first before you can analyze it, or in the process of analysis it gets killed. But if you just be with the oak tree, contemplate it, truly look, then what you're looking at goes beyond interesting, is far deeper than interesting. The same as the sunset. There's nothing interesting about it, and yet it is awe-inspiring. It is deep. There's a depth there that defies analysis by the mind. At the moment you analyze it, you have reduced it to something lifeless. And most people in our civilization, and this has been going on for a long time, are trapped in that dimension where compulsively they go about their life analyzing, interpreting, and labeling things as soon as they enter their field of consciousness. They do it to people, they do it to situations that they encounter, immediately have some personal reactive relationship to it. They do it to nature, and they can no longer perceive the sacredness that is there in nature, because they approach it only through thinking. And that is a dreadful prison that you then end up in, the prison of your own mind. And then you approach your whole life only through that. And your whole life becomes reduced to a conceptual reality in the head, consisting of thoughts that you have about things, viewpoints, opinions, and even so-called knowledge. Knowledge is thought, a label, and gives the illusion that you know. And all it is, it's a thought that you have put on something. And then it loses its depth and aliveness.